Turning now to church news, the Congregation for Catholic Education yesterday presented a summary of a Vatican document developing guidelines for the screening of seminarians. The document calls attention to cultural issues that create obstacles for young men discerning the priesthood. Among them are consumerism, instability in family relationships and social moral relativism, and erroneous views of sexuality. The document highlights specific aspects of human formation of the priesthood, namely emotional and vocational maturity, as well as the use of psychological screening for people with homosexual tendencies. The director of counseling services at the Pontifical North American College here in Rome, Capuchin Father David Sonji, told us more about it.
Psychology can be important as a way of helping people when they do have problems of emotional maturity or they don't have the stability that they need in order to enter into a formative process. Now, why they came up with this document was because psychology is already being used in many seminaries, and they wanted to make sure that it was done in a correct manner. So they came up with some principles that you would follow, such as distinguishing clearly between what a spiritual director does and what a psychologist might do, making sure that there's proper respect for the candidate, talking about when it would be necessary to use psychological tools and doing testing before a person is admitted into the seminary or treatment while he's in the seminary. And they also said it's very important to have methods that are consistent with a Catholic understanding of the human person.